A world of exotic waters opened up when Michael Masha quit wine. Could water offer enough enjoyment for you to swap it for your favorite nightcap of Cabernet Sauvignon or Pinot Noir? As unlikely as it may seem, that is precisely what once wine connoisseur Michael Masha decided to do. In an Epic TV episode of Vital Signs, host Brendan Fallon interviews Masha on the health benefits of water and what made him make the switch. Michael Masha is the author of Fine Waters, described as an encyclopedia of water by the London Times. He has a PhD in anthropology and communication science from the University of Vienna and says he had an extensive collection of wine at one time, with 500 bottles in his cellar. I had a huge wine collection and was a food anthropologist by training, meaning food and wine were always very important to me. Wine was something to enjoy and share. Yet, Masha has now shifted his interests to water and reveals how water has enriched not just his health, but also his appreciation of food and quality time with family and friends. Water is more than hydration. According to Masha, there is more taste variety in water than many think. In the past, we looked at water for the pure functionality of hydration. However, Masha says there is more to water than simply being clean and cold. He notes how spring water that is thousands of years old is going to offer a different experience than water sourced from melted snow only a year earlier. When it comes to bottled water available in stores, he says the taste can differ greatly between bottles. For example, water that is sourced from glacier or rainwater is going to have less mineral absorption, resulting in a more soft, neutral taste. Masha says that stores in Europe offer more varieties of bottled water than stores in the US, however. He recommends trying different waters to acquire a taste for what you enjoy. Health benefits of water. Masha first made the switch from wine to water due to a heart condition that he developed. The first thing he noticed was how much better his food tasted without the strong flavor of wine overpowering his meals. He also began losing weight once he cut the extra calories from alcohol out of his daily diet. But the health benefits don't stop there. The health benefits of water come from its mineral content. Different countries classify mineral waters based on their own regulations. The United States classifies mineral water if it contains more than 250 milligrams of minerals per liter. Masha considers this low mineral content. Iceberg and rainwater are also low mineral content and contain about 10 milligrams of minerals per liter. However, certain waters from Europe have anywhere from 2,000 to 1,800 mg per liter. The source of the water determines its mineral content. Masha explains that water is a universal solvent, dissolving about anything it gets in touch with. This is why we wash our hands in water, transferring the dirt from our skin to the water, or boiling chicken in water results in flavorful broth. Water that has been underground for thousands of years absorbs minerals as well. Therefore, quality water can be an excellent source of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and so forth. Masha also explains that mineral water is higher in electrolytes than sports drinks such as Gatorade, making mineral water a healthier alternative with less sugar. However, he notes that reverse osmosis systems filter the minerals out of water, making it important to replenish your body with mineral water after a workout to get electrolytes. Quality or quantity? When it comes to the health benefits of water, Masha does not always believe in quality over quantity. He points out that if a person drinks water instead of soda, high-sugar sports drinks, caffeinated beverages, and so forth, they are avoiding calories and harmful ingredients, which will benefit their health. The episode discusses how contaminated water has negatively impacted people's health historically. Some people used to leave their crowded cities in the summers and live by the beach or countryside, often drinking better water and seeing health benefits, if only for a season. He explains that it wasn't the water that was magic, but the absence of harmful contaminants that improved their health. Richer experiences with water. Masha says that we often think wine or alcohol enriches time spent with friends, but he has found that not to be true. He believes it is the ritual of being together that makes dinner and social time special, not the beverages being offered. In addition, Masha points to the varying flavors found in water that come from different sources and the interesting stories behind each source. He says these topics of conversation can add to the enjoyment of water in social gatherings just as much as wine. The Epic TV episode also points out that water quality affects not just the taste in our glass, but also the taste of food. For example, coffee is made with nearly 80% water. The taste of the water can significantly impact the flavor of the coffee, as well as beverages such as cocktails and even food recipes that call for water. In this way, Masha says water can enrich not just our health but also our quality of life experiences, especially in fine dining and social gatherings. Watch which water is best on Iceberg and other exotic waters, and where to buy them. More videos on nutritious food for a daily serve on Vital Signs. Watch Avocado Believe the Hype on how avocados affect inflammation, blood pressure, and brain aging. Watch What to Eat on spotting the sugars, dyes, and preservatives that risk kids' health.